When the stealth invasion of America goes mainstream, you know we are in the final stages of an invasion when even the corporate media is reporting on the thousands of Chinese nationals streaming across the U.S. southern border. CBS's 60 Minutes reports that the Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok is being used to aid and abet the invasion of America. Well, they sorta, almost told the truth. Notice how almost all the Chinese illegals in the above video were men, most of them of military age. The folks at 60 Minutes conveniently forgot to report that part. Many in the alternative media started reporting about the Chinese communists exploiting Joe Biden's open borders almost right after Biden was installed in the White House. But if you depend on CBS for your news, you're just now hearing about it for the first time, and then, you're only getting a very filtered version of a much bigger story. You will not hear the words, border invasion, in that report by 60 Minutes. But that's exactly what it is. And it's not just Chinese, either. These men are coming from the Middle East, parts of Africa, and many other regions not known for their love and affection for America or its people. Compare the above pathetic report from 60 Minutes to this one from Drew Hernandez giving details about a border encampment of military-age male invaders in California. Prepare now for war on U.S. soil. The army has been assembled. The barbarians are inside the gates. All that needs to happen is for them to be given orders to start attacking and the final plan to take down America will be in play. All it will take is a false flag attack on the right group by the right type of attacker, someone decked out in MAGA gear. Then you will start to see stories about civil unrest and a spate of reprisal attacks. They will be mostly peaceful attacks, I'm sure. These attacks, and the timing of them, should come as no surprise. America's enemies have been busy building up a stealth army for 3 years running and, even before that, thousands of bad actors were allowed into the country under Barack Obama, George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. They came from Bosnia, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Somalia, Sudan, Iraq, Yemen and Syria, among other places. For every new war that Washington's neocons got us involved in, there was a new wave of refugees imported from the war zone to cities and towns across America. For every ally of Washington that wanted to get rid of its violent criminals and terrorists, Washington was eager to take them in. Just wait, we will soon get tens of thousands of potential terrorists delivered to American cities, complements of Israel, which wants to be rid of its Palestinian problem. The problem won't be solved, it will just be shifted from Gaza to America. And America will welcome them. We are the host country of the Statue of Liberty, that pagan goddess. Designed by French Freemasons, who takes in everyone from everywhere, no questions asked. We take them under the assumption that they all desire to come here to live free. That may have been mostly true at one time, but not anymore. The sonnet, The New Colossus, by American poet Emma Lazarus sits at the base of the Statue of Liberty and reads, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me, I lift my lamp beside the golden door." Nothing that you get from the mainstream corporate media is as it appears. It's all carefully crafted theater meant to deceive. Truth is, even if we built a border wall tomorrow, the immigration problem remains. The army has already been assembled. The only answer to that problem, at this critical stage, would be to start mass deportations of those who came here under false pretenses, those who came not yearning for freedom but to kill it and to kill those who still believe in it. That's a policy few politicians wish to even talk about, let alone engage in. Until you hear that issue at least being put up for debate, whether to deport or not deport. Don't be deceived, all other issues amount to political fool's gold. Paul Craig Roberts summed it up well in his recent article, "What Powerful Force is Preventing the United States from Defending Its Borders?" Below is an excerpt from that article. Why do Americans sit on their butts and permit their country to be stolen? Why do a majority of American women vote for the Democrats who are aiding and abetting the theft of America? When Washington speaks of American national interests, whose interests is meant? The military, security complex's interest? How does a Tower of Babel have a national interest? Why is it in America's national interest to be overrun by invaders? Why is Washington worried about attack from Russia and China but not from the vastly larger army of the anti-American NGOs? Does the U.S. military have any role other than protecting the profits of the military security complex? How can the United States be a country when it has no borders? How can something as abnormal as a country without borders continue to exist? When the Western Roman Empire was overrun, Rome ceased to exist. How can it be any different for America? Think about this. If the globalists' overarching goal is depopulation, which they say is the answer to preventing climate change, then why wouldn't they open the borders of the one nation they most want to destroy and beckon the useless eaters of the world to come here? Why wouldn't they invite the world to America before using Russia and/or China to blow it up in World War III? We are living right now in the proverbial calm before the storm. Now is the time to get out of the cities, get stocked up on food and water, flashlights, batteries, and a means of self-defense. But more than anything, get your head out of its state of denial. National leaders the world over are warning their people to prepare for war. We've seen government officials recently making very public calls for their people to prepare. We've seen it in Poland, in Sweden, in Germany, the Netherlands, in Russia and China, even in the UK. It's pretty much only in the US where there's been no such warning. Why is that? It goes back to the depopulation plan laid out above. America is a burgeoning kill zone. Don't be caught off guard. Prepare now. Mentally, physically, and spiritually.